Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of real talk about clearing the mental clutter and creating a happier, more fulfilling life. Now, today's topic is something we all wrestle with at some point, guilt and shame. Ever feel like you're carrying around these heavy backpacks filled with past mistakes? You know that feeling when something from years ago pops up in your mind. And suddenly, bam, you're right back there feeling the sting of regret or inadequacy? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It's time to ditch those backpacks. We deserve to live lighter, freer lives, unburdened by the weight of the past. That doesn't mean erasing our mistakes, but rather learning from them and moving forward with compassion and self-acceptance. So let's dive into five key takeaways that can help you loosen those chains of guilt and shame. First up, recognize that guilt and shame are often triggered by unrealistic expectations. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with shoulds and have-tos, pushing us to be perfect parents, partners, employees, or even just human beings. But here's the truth, perfection is an illusion. It's impossible to live up to those unattainable standards, so let go of the need to be flawless. Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Number two, guilt and shame thrive in secrecy. We often internalize these feelings, keeping them bottled up inside. But talking about our struggles can be incredibly liberating. Find a trusted friend, family member, or therapist who you feel comfortable confiding in. Sharing your burdens can lessen their weight and offer valuable perspectives you might not have considered. Think of it like this. Sometimes just saying the words out loud is enough to break their power over you. Third, practice self-compassion. This one's a game changer. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend struggling with similar feelings. Acknowledge your pain, validate your emotions, and remind yourself that you're worthy of love and forgiveness, even when you make mistakes. Remember, we all stumble. It's how we get back up that matters. Now, number four, focus on what you can control. Dwelling on past mistakes is like trying to catch smoke. It's futile. Instead, channel your energy into making positive changes in the present moment. Identify areas where you want to grow and set realistic goals for yourself. This proactive approach empowers you to take charge of your life and leave behind the negativity of guilt and shame. And finally, number five, celebrate your resilience. You've already overcome so much. Remember those times when you faced challenges head-on and came out stronger on the other side? That's proof that you have the inner strength to navigate any obstacle. Embrace your journey, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward with confidence. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I remember a few years back when I completely bombed a presentation at work. My palms were sweating, my mind went blank, and I felt like everyone in the room was judging me harshly. That night, I replayed the entire thing over and over again in my head, consumed by guilt and shame. But then, something clicked. I realized that dwelling on the past wouldn't change anything. Instead of beating myself up, I decided to focus on what I could learn from the experience. I analyzed where I went wrong, identified areas for improvement, and practiced my presentation skills until I felt more confident. And guess what? The next time I had a presentation, it went flawlessly. The point is, we can all turn our mistakes into stepping stones towards growth and success. It's not about avoiding failure. It's about learning from it and coming back stronger. So, remember these key takeaways. Let go of those unrealistic expectations. Break the silence by talking about your struggles. Practice self-compassion. Focus on what you can control and celebrate your resilience. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to start letting go of guilt and shame? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media using Dopamine Declutter. Together, let's create a world where we can all live lighter, freer lives, unburdened by the past. Until next time, keep decluttering and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.